And now, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio.
When I pop the trunk, hit the deck.
Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom, boom.
Welcome to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose is on 17 other shows today. So in for Jalen, it's Katie Nolan, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, thank you so much for joining.
Happy to be here as always, David.
Really? You didn't seem serious when you said that.
No, of course I am. I'm thrilled. I feel bad because I know people come in here expecting greatness and then they get me, but I'm happy to be thrilled.
I'm just happy to have a co-host that actually cares about the rundown and prepared some topics and things like that, because Jalen rarely does that.
But it works better. I said that to Jalen the other day. I was like, stop. Don't ever let anyone tell you to overthink it. What happens in your brain is perfect.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us Tuesday night as well at the live show in New York City. Tomorrow we'll be airing a best of version of the live show. There's also the podcast will be out shortly. We had a lot of fun in New York. Thank you to everybody that came out. There's a topic. We know we're very serious journalists here at Jalen and Jacoby.
Right.
We take this job very seriously. And there was actually a topic that we put on the rundown that we were like, I don't think this is real. Like, I don't think this actually happened. So maybe we won't talk about that on the television show, but we'll definitely talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we can. There's room for nuance on a podcast.
Exactly. One of our favorite websites, Black Sports Online, linked to an In Touch Weekly report that said from sources, this is why we didn't put it on the TV show, you can already tell. So Black Sports Online, via In Touch Weekly, via anonymous sources, say that Tristan Thompson is giving away the tickets that he has for Khloe Kardashian to his side piece, Lonnie Blair. Do you think that's real?
Well, I mean, if it is, the good thing is we'll know, right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited.
That would be stupid. That would be a vengeable offense.
It would
be a vengeable
offense.
You can't bring your side piece to the game. Don't bring them to my games.
Yes. It's like, it's also, you can't put her in the same seat that Khloe's supposed to be sitting in.
Yeah. Just get her a seat in the rafters. What are you doing?
Yes.
She doesn't need to sit that close.
Jalen once explained that there's like a section for family, and then there's like a secret section that's like across the arena. For non-family, we'll call it.
Messy. That is messy.
It just seems, I could never, ever, ever cheat on my wife because I'm not smart enough to remember my own lies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd be like, don't you love a pizza with olives on it?
Yeah.
She's like, that is not me.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
You're getting confused.
To be like, where were you? I'd be like, I forget.
Sleeping with someone else? I'm sorry. I don't have a lie.
I don't know why this makes me happy, but Christina Aguilera is back in my life.
Okay, so you asked me right before you
hit
record if I had heard the song, and I had so many follow-ups, but then we had to, like, start doing the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and so it was a great tease by you,
mm-hmm.
but I have not heard it.
I've heard it. It's good and then weird because they do the thing where, like, 2 Chainz is on it, but it feels like 3 different songs. Like, the beat completely changes when 2 Chainz goes on, and then it kind of, like, changes back into the original song. It's like one of those things.
So when the Beatles did that back in the day, the song A Day in the Life, sounds like 2 different songs, and that's because I believe Paul McCartney, like, wrote a little bit of a song and loved it, but it wasn't enough to be its own song, and so they just kind of married it into this other song, and it feels like maybe that's what happened with that. Maybe 2 Chainz was like, I have this verse. Is it just one verse?
Yes.
And you said, like, I don't know what to do with it and where to put it. You guys can have it if you pay me, but you got to make your own song around it, like a 2 Chainz sandwich.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's a 2 Chainz sandwich. I'm just really, like, glad. You see her paper cover where she has no makeup on and she looks all gorgeous. Have you seen this paper magazine? It's around.
No,
I don't know why I care about Christina Aguilera so much. I don't know why this is important to me.
She's a phenomenon.
It's like a nostalgia thing for me.
It's because we've met like 8 Christina Aguileras in our lifetime already.
That's a great point.
She once went to an award show with her G-string hanging out the top of her pants as if that was a fashion statement.
Intentionally.
That's incredible. Yes.
I liked it.
She had a whale's tail on purpose. That's artistry.
Did you know that I thought it was on purpose until like 2 years ago?
Did you know you don't have to say everything that happens in your head out loud?
Really?
You can just be like, oh, I shouldn't tell people that. And then you don't have to.
I legitimately thought until 2 years ago it was on purpose, UN purpose. Like, I would type it like that and be so confused why the little red line would pop up underneath it.
Oh my God.
I'm not that smart. I'm really not that
smart. That's okay. We support you.
Do you? It doesn't seem like it sometimes.
I do.
Another thing I want to talk about that we won't talk about in the television show is Crazy Kanye really quickly, and I don't want to get into it.
Oh, wait. Christina looks incredible.
She does, right?
On that paper cover.
I know. But I want to talk about Crazy Kanye. Just one very just simple question. He's going to Wyoming to live on top of a mountain to finish like the 17 albums that he teased. Question for you. I mean, he's obviously going through something. Going to Wyoming mountaintop, hurting or helping? I can't tell.
Well, let's play through the pros and cons, right?
Yep.
So pro, no one's going to, you can't talk publicly.
Yeah, go on TMZ. That's definitely a pro.
Yeah.
That hasn't
nobody's around
for
you to work through your thoughts in a very public forum.
Mm-hmm.
But con, there's no, like, Grubhub, I'm sure.
Yes, yes, I doubt it. I doubt you can. I don't know if Postmates delivers
the
mountaintop
in
Wyoming.
Yeah, you're cooking
all your own food. Very difficult. That's a great point.
Or maybe, do you think he brings, like, a personal chef? I'm not on that level. Sometimes I say things and then people are like, he's rich. He doesn't ever cook his own food or use Postmates.
I think
so
he does.
I don't know.
I think he does.
A mountaintop?
I just don't know if that's good. I'm concerned about him. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's good for your mental health.
I am as well.
I don't know if it's good for your mental health to be isolated in Wyoming or if it's great for your mental health to be isolated in Wyoming. I just couldn't really tell.
It may be different for him than it would be for us. Like, me being isolated in Wyoming might be great. But if for him, his life is constantly being filmed. It's a reality show. He's like a part of the Kardashian family.
Good point.
So maybe being isolated will remind him that the world exists outside of cameras and stuff. I don't know. I don't understand what's happening with him right now.
It makes
me uncomfortable.
Me too. I mean, the whole thing is just hard to talk about. I really only appreciate nature for like 35 minutes, and then I'm kind of like, oh, okay, you know?
Yeah. I went to Central Park once, and I was like, cool, grass.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yes. So can we leave or something?
But that's because I suck as a person, so I don't appreciate nature enough.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your wife when you forget your keys at work.
Hey, hon, you get my texts? I am looking for the spare house key. Maybe I can get through the window. Ah! Turns out the alarm works. Wow, it works fast. You should probably call me back.
Geico, always there for you, with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Last night in the Western Conference semifinals, Joe Ingles was on fire. I love me some Joe Ingles as the Jazz put on a fourth quarter push that brought them past the Rockets in Houston, evening the series at 1-1. I love Joe Ingles shooting threes. I could watch this all day long. Katie Nolan, this is the question of the day. Should the Rockets be concerned? Could the Jazz actually beat Russell Westbrook and the Thunder and then the best team in the NBA had the best record in the regular season?
You're asking a real sports question.
We start with a real sports question.
I'm so confused.
And then we start talking about Drake. Then we start talking about Drake getting in a fight in like 4 minutes. Don't worry about it.
Like, I was prepared to have a take about how it really clearly is to your benefit to be the guy nobody expects anything from in the playoffs, because then when you do that, everyone's like, he's the god.
Yes.
But if you're James Harden and you have a bad game, everyone's like, he's actually sucks. That was my take. But I sure, the Jazz could stun the Rockets. Sorry, should I have stats?
No, you don't need stats. You don't need to prepare for the show. I'm not used to having a co-host that prepares, so don't worry about it. But this one is fun. Katie, one thing I love about the NBA playoffs is how prevalent Drake's role is in all of this. Now we have the Cavs and the Raptors. And of course, Drake is heavily involved, as he always is, there on the sidelines in the same seats. But after the game, he's talking to Jose Calderon, who used to play in the Raptors. And then him and Kendrick Perkins get into it. So Drake and Kendrick Perkins are arguing, and it just really makes me feel like this is why the NBA is the greatest sport on the planet. What do you think about Drake's arguing with Kendrick Perkins and his staunch support of his hometown Raptors?
So it's very easy to be like, oh, Drake, you're not playing, like, sit down and shut up. But
mm-hmm.
I think if we're all honest, like, a passionate fan is a passionate fan. Like, just because you become famous doesn't mean you now have to not be a passionate fan. I have to support him in that way. But why are you going after the one dude in a suit?
Yeah, and Kendrick Perkins, like, do you think Drake is more important to the Raptors than Kendrick Perkins is to the Cavs?
Yes.
Maybe? Like, that's
I'd
on the board?
Say yes.
They're both kind of there for, like, emotional support, you know?
Yeah, and I would also say that, like, undisputed Kendrick Perkins is winning in a fight.
Oh, no question. That fight's
like,
never happening.
Like, it's not even close. Yeah,
Kendrick Perkins is winning in a fight against everything on the planet.
Right. So why would you poke that bear?
There are like 17 bodyguards surrounding Drake and Kendrick Perkins at all times. We all know that nothing is really going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't want Kendrick Perkins mad at me. Even if I know I'm safe, I just do not want Kendrick Perkins upset with me. I would apologize profusely if I was Drake.
That's a great point, though, that I'm now thinking about how often I would mouth off if I were surrounded by that much protection. I would probably be really annoying because I know I can yell at whoever I want and then I'd be like, these six bodyguards are going to make sure you don't do anything to me. So
it also just seemed weird. I don't know how it started. I want more details. I want a microphone there. I want to know what they're mad about. I want to know so much more about it. But we will get more because we have two Eastern Conference playoff games tonight. We have the Cavs and the Raptors again. And then we have the Sixers against a team that you just so happen to be wearing on your body, the Celtics. Which game are you more excited for tonight?
Probably the Cavs game.
Probably the Cavs. I want more Drake. I really do want more Drake.
Yeah, it is exciting. No, I'm excited for the Celtics game. This is it's going to be a good series.
Well,
we're looking forward to it.
The NFL is making some rule changes. Now, one thing that's happened recently is the kickoff has been targeted as a particularly dangerous part of the game where concussions were approximately 5 times more likely to occur on the kickoff. Well, some special teams coaches have gotten together in the competition committee and they're saying that they're changing the kickoff to make it seem more like a punt. Katie, what do you think about this proposed change?
I think a lot of things, David.
Good.
But one of them is that kickoffs also happen to be not that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were an exciting part of the game that causes a lot of concussions or other injuries, because concussions aren't the only problem with some things in the NFL, they would never make a rule change. But they can be like, oh, we might get rid of kickoffs. And they know that one guy is going to be like, but I love kickoffs. Nobody really, I don't know, it feels like I didn't know concussions were 5 times more likely in kickoffs. Is it that much different in punt plays?
It can't be that much different. I mean, it does kind of feel like they're trying to do something and they're being vocal and it's kind of like a PR show. Like, look, we're trying to make the game more safe, but it is a very dangerous game. And when you watch an NFL football game, it is not like injuries only happen during the kickoffs. Could you forecast more rule changes as we keep continuing with this?
Well, I'm sure next they'll say that something happens during field goals or during extra points. You're like 18 times more likely to tear a ligament. And so we're going to get rid of those as well. And we'll all pretend that we believe that and we'll feel like it got much safer, although it just got actually more exciting.
Do all the injuries and the concussions change your enjoyment of football? Because I know you love football.
It's a tough question because you don't want to say like, yeah, I can't watch because I'm still watching. I have to be honest. But like, there are times I can specifically remember where I'm like, I don't feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Luke Kuechly, I don't remember how many seasons ago that was. It was either last year
two years ago.
Yeah. And they like zoomed in on his face and you're just like, that something's happening and we're doing that to that person. I don't know how to feel about it.
Well, let's change up the mood and talk about something super fun.
Why don't you have to ever answer any of these hard questions
because
on your
show? Because I'm hosting the show, Katie. It's the easy job, which is why I like it. I also like this from Rajon Rondo. In the Pelicans game against the Warriors, they did lose again, but Rondo did this. He wipes his sweat from his face on the ball and then hands it to Draymond Green to take a free throw. Is this brilliant, gross, or both?
It's definitely both. I also am now thinking, like, you know, now his face smells like an eraser.
Oh, that's an interesting take.
Yeah.
That's
like,
his
basketballs have, like, a scent to them, and he had to be willing to make his face smell like that in order to troll Draymond, and I love that. I also need those two to keep, like, fight. What a beautiful marriage.
I love those two together. I never thought about the fact that basketballs do smell like erasers, but you are 1,000% correct about that.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to bring the truth.
You've changed the way I think about basketball in a way that I didn't expect, which is why it's so fun to have you on the show, Katie. Another thing that I was thinking about this is basketball's not very absorbent. You know, like, if you're gonna wipe your sweat off, I don't think, like, if you're surrounded by uniforms and towels and, like, there's people literally there holding towels just for you to wipe your sweat off, it just seems like a basketball would not be a very effective way to get the sweat off your face.
I agree. It's certainly not a sponge. I don't think it probably worked that much. Plus, your hands are sweaty, too, and
if
sweat were to get on the ball, it would already be a sweaty Oh, God. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Please don't.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Please don't. Thank you for bailing out on that. Let's quickly change the topic to LeBron James. This is not going to talk about the Cavs or overtime or preview the game tonight. There's another angle to LeBron James today. LeBron James, you may not know, has a 2% ownership stake in Liverpool. Liverpool, the soccer team, obviously, which is now in the Champions League final. So LeBron James, this is his marketing company, it's not him individually, invested about $6.5 million for a 2% stake in Liverpool, and it is now worth about $32 million. LeBron James keeps winning on and off the floor. Do you think that one day LeBron James will own an NBA franchise?
Ooh, not where I thought you were going with that question. That probably. I mean, it would make sense financially. I'd have to ask my financial advisor if that's a good investment.
You but have it a feels financial like advisor?
My dad.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Just sounds more grown up if I call him by his title.
Yeah, mine's Jalen, so you know.
Yeah, you just ask somebody about money.
I follow you on Twitter. You're a great follow. Everyone follow Katie Nolan. It's Katie Nolan. And you are like a Liverpool supporter.
So, yeah, I don't like to talk about it a lot because soccer fans are very... How long have you liked them? Where can you trace back your fandom? But yeah, I love Liverpool. Mo Salah is very fun to watch. He's the best.
I think he scored a goal in the last 45 games that he's ever had. He's now the football MVP.
He didn't score last game, but that's fine. He's going to score in the next game because they're going to the Champions League final. And I looked up flights to Kiev and they're very expensive.
You looked up flights to Kiev to watch Liverpool?
That'd be so. I've never been to it's not a Premier League game, but I've never been to I've never been to the Ukraine, Harlan. Thank you for letting me know where Kiev is. But I'm saying I've never been to a European soccer match, and I would like to go to one and imagine going to the Champions League final Ukraine.
That would be a boss move.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
It's time for Soft Mover Boss Move. There's a young woman in Minnesota. She was dating a man. The man broke up with her via text message. Then she proceeded to break into his house, steal his 3 TVs, and then physically assault him. Breaking up with someone over text message, soft move or boss move?
Oh, soft move.
It is, right? But obviously, yeah. I don't think it justifies the stealing of the television and the assaulting part. But you do understand a little bit more when you find out that you broke up over text.
Sorry, you said you don't think that it justifies?
I'm not sure.
The stealing of the TVs and the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm also really curious how she got all the TVs out. Who has 3 TVs in the first place? I don't have 3 TVs.
There's a question.
That's a good question. Why do you have 3 TVs? And also...
I'm picturing, if she got them all out, they're probably like not great TVs. Get one big TV.
Did she go to the car and put a TV in and then go back in and get another TV and then go back and get the other TV? Did she have help? I have a lot more questions about this, but...
Get one big TV and also... Break up over the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you're going over the phone, just not over text.
Is marginally better than a text.
Good. Well,
if you're going to be a dirtbag, do it out loud.
Good point.
Put that on my tombstone.
You're going to be a dirtbag, do it out loud. Katie Nolan. A Catholic high school is having a prom, and they want to make sure that everyone dresses appropriately. So how did they try to solve this problem at this high school? They said that if you are not adhering to the dress code, that they will give you, wait for it, a modesty poncho. The modesty poncho. So if you show up to the prom, they will put on top of you a modesty poncho. Soft move or boss move, modesty poncho.
Ooh, boss move. I was going to say, that describes the entirety of my wardrobe, I think. I wear modesty ponchos on the reg. That's all I wear. I don't want to reveal if it's good or bad under here. And so I just wear a big old a modesty poncho.
I think modesty ponchos, they stumbled onto something there. They stumbled onto something with the modesty poncho thing. Like, everyone's wearing dad shoes now. I feel like modesty ponchos could be like the next wave.
Let's bring them back. That and Flopportunity. Those are our initiatives.
That's what we're doing.
For
this quarter. Oh, okay, good. It's going to take 4 months. Wait, 3 months. I'm really dumb.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. I just did that into a microphone. I'm really dumb. You know that already. Modesty Pacho's coming in 2019. Pat Beverly is one of my favorite players in the NBA. I love Pat Beverly so much, his tenacity, his passion. And I've got more reason to love Pat Beverly. This is Pat Beverly's mom on The Price is Right, Katie.
You want to say hi?
I want to say hi to my son, Patrick Beverly. Hi, Maya Beverly. Happy birthday, Vinny. Thanks, Mom, for the tickets. Hi, Mama. Hey, Larry. Woo, H-Town. Woo.
She needed a dollar. She needed a dollar. She needed a dollar. It's actual retail price, $26,593. You got a brand new car. $4,593. She won
$41,643 in prizes. $41,000 in prizes, a trip to Madagascar, and two cars for Pat Beverly's adorable, awesome mom. But it's not over yet, Katie. Pat Beverly then tweeted this. Mom's won Price is Right. It's lit! !! Let me hold one of those two cars, mama. No question mark, !! Soft move or boss move, asking your mom for one of the cars that she won on Price is Right.
Soft move. Also, love that she had the opportunity to shout somebody out. They put that in the show so that you can say, like, hi to my family back home who would never have the opportunity to be mentioned on national television. And instead, she says, hi to my son, Patrick Beverly, whose name you hear constantly because he's a professional basketball player.
And then she shouted out, like, Larry. She shouted out H-Town. Like, I think she spun the wheel that hard to give her the time to get through all the shout-outs. It was brilliant. That was a boss move,
too. She's amazing. Yeah.
I loved it. Moving on, as we learned earlier, you're a huge soccer fan, but are you as big a soccer fan as this guy? There's a Turkish soccer fan that, for reasons unknown, was not allowed into the stadium for a year, so he rented a crane, put it outside the stadium so he could watch his favorite team perched up high on the crane. Soft move or boss move, renting a crane to watch your favorite team?
Boss move.
I love this guy.
I've always said, like, so, like, international soccer, sometimes you'll look in the stands during a game and you'll see, during a match, and you'll see that, like, people are lighting stuff on fire. Like, oh, there's no rules there. Now it's good to know there really are no rules. You can get in the stadium without getting into the stadium. You would get arrested in the United States for that.
So, I think that you always get better the more you do things. You know what I mean? And I think this must have been his first time up there because I did notice no provisions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely bringing a snack. I'm bringing a 6-pack of beer. I'm definitely going to the bathroom before I get up there. Like, and also, ooh, like, how do you get down? Is there a staff that comes with the crane that he rented? Does he have the controls there?
I think
there's
in the thing. Yeah, I think the controls
He just lets himself down. I don't know much about cranes that hold people or whatever. But I do know this. We always say in Jalen Jacoby that we have the greatest staff in the world. And we mean it. We genuinely love our staff. Shout out to everybody that works on the show. There are so many people that I can't even name them all. But one thing you learn is nobody does anything alone. You know, the show is called Jalen and Jacoby. People think Jalen and I are responsible for all of the content. We're not. This is a big group. And having people that you work with that you love and hiring those people are some of the biggest, most impactful decisions that you can make in a business. So if you're hiring, every business needs great people. Now there's a better way to find them. You can do something better than just posting your job online and hoping that the right people see it. If you're hiring, you can use ZipRecruiter, which is a smarter way. They build a platform so the right job candidates come directly to you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for in a candidate, identifies people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply for your job. You're not just waiting and hoping. It's not like phishing. It is laser-targeted ZipRecruiter intelligent technology that makes it so 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in, listen to this, just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is the right way to find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. So right now, Jalen and Jacoby listeners can try ZipRecruiter for absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/JNJ. ZipRecruiter.com/JNJ. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/JNJ. It is the smartest way to hire, and hiring people is the most impactful decisions that you can make in your business. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/JNJ and have the right candidates sent to you. We always say we give the people what they want on this program, and part of giving the people what they want is listening to them, listening to the people. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us voicemails. And today, Katie and I will be listening to your voicemails and answering your questions, giving the people what they want, just like this.
Hey, guys. This is Erin calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Want to give a big shout-out to my boyfriend, David. Recently, I had to change my diet, doctor's orders, and my boyfriend actually has been doing the diet with me the last week. So I wanted to know from you guys, soft move or boss move, that he's doing the diet with me. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Erin and David in Cleveland.
Shout out.
Boss move.
Yeah, she wants her boyfriend to get props on the show, and that's exactly what he's going to get.
Yep, and she's nailed. So it's a boss move by her.
Mm-hmm.
To call in, shout him out,
yep.
Give him a huge compliment.
Exactly.
So her boss move. She's a boss. It will be the ultimate boss move, though. Now, I don't want to give him too much props. Too many props? English. Whatever. If she were to, let's just say down the line, they get married or get... whatever. They have a baby. She gets pregnant.
Whoa. How do you get pregnant, Katie?
Well, I can tell you off air.
Okay.
It's a long process. I would love for him to follow her diet then.
That's
a boss move.
I did that. As you know, I've got like 45
kids. You did not drink for 9 months.
Oh, no, it's great. You have a designated driver for 9 months, though. That's the best part. Is you have a designated driver. But I did not drink for 9 months. That would be insane.
Right.
But right. I definitely like gained as much weight as she did. That's one thing that I learned.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
You took it the nice way. I meant like you can't eat sushi. You can't
drink.
All the other stuff that pregnant. I don't know much, but I imagine. My friend was pregnant recently, and shout out to Hannah, because I can shout out my friends too.
Shout out to Hannah.
We don't all have significant others. And she, it was like, she learned what she couldn't eat. It's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot. But
yeah.
I think one thing that we learned, I don't know if this is unique to us, is the second pregnancy, we're just like, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, who cares?
Oh.
Like, whatever. My kids are fine. You know? Whatever. Drink. Like, don't drink milk or anything. Like, who cares?
I guess we'll have to stay tuned, see how that works out.
We will. Thanks so much for the call, Erin and David. Let's listen to another voicemail.
What's up, Jan Jacoby? This is Steve from CT. Shout out to 203. I just want to ask you guys a question about the dating scene before the advent of technology and cell phones. So I'm just curious about how it went down when you used to meet a girl at a bar, let's say it was like before 2005. How did you get their number? Do you write down somehow? Do you and your boys bring pens to the bar? Do you ask a bartender for a pen? How does that number get written down for you to remember for the next day to call her? Please let me know. Thanks, guys.
Steve?
What?
Is that Steve Brayband?
So first of all, when he said Steve from CT, I'm like, you have people in Bristol calling in to leave
voicemails. We don't get enough voicemails.
No one says shout out to 203.
That's never been said before, ever.
Ever.
Was Steve serious, Katie? Or is Steve like pulling
her leg? I know they can't see our faces, but I was in shock that entire voicemail.
Yes.
First of all, Steve, 2005 cell phones existed.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
That was a bad year he picked. He could have asked like in the
90s. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I had a cell phone. I had a StarTAC in 2002. Get with it.
I want to answer Steve's question and just twist it a little bit because I'm not sure if he was serious, but I do have a hint. And again, I haven't been single since before cell phones because I've been with the same woman forever.
Right,
so this isn't like an appropriate question for me. But one boss move that I would do back in the 80s or whatever, whenever I was last single, was memorizing a woman's number and then calling, but not writing it down.
Yeah.
Like, this is so important to me that I will commit it to memory. That's a boss move.
We used to have that skill. You used to have to know your friend's phone number.
Yes, yes.
You don't have to know that now. You could be friends with somebody for 10 years and be like, I could not tell you that person's phone number because it's saved in my phone. So I think we had like an extra part of the brain that was reserved for remembering that pattern of numbers that we don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard someone be that in the dark about like, how'd you guys do this before you could swipe?
Did you bring pencils to the bar?
At first he said something like, wait, did you go to a bar? I was like, wait, what? Of course we did.
Steve, Come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
I'm also going to say that one thing that was important before were voicemails. Like, the only time I ever listened to voicemails is on this show. Like, you can leave me, like, Jalen will often leave long voicemails, and I'll call him back, and he'll be like, oh, I actually, like, told you what I wanted to tell you in the voicemail. And I'm like, Jalen, like, no one listens to voicemails anymore.
David, that's the point of the voicemail.
Do you listen to voicemails?
Yes, sometimes.
What? You're lying.
But I'd much rather somebody leave everything they need for me on a voicemail than leave me a voicemail that's like, hey, needed to chat with you. Give me a call back. I'm not free until 7, and then I have a thing at 9. But it's like, okay, no, your voicemail's just saying call me back,
yes.
And I've listened to it, and I'm annoyed.
Yep.
But if the voicemail is, hey, I need this, this, and this from you, and I was thinking about this, call me when you get a second. Let me know your thoughts on everything I just said to you. That's like, yes,
that's
I didn't
helpful.
Have to talk to you.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
See,
I don't
learned,
like talking
like,
on the phone.
Like, Wilds will always just be like, yo, this is Wilds, and then hang up. That's the voicemail. It's like, well, I
that's
saw that.
That's a missed
that.
Call.
I saw
that's
that.
That's a missed
yes.
call. Yeah,
I saw
you
the
don't
missed
need to say
call,
that out loud.
Wilds. Also, this is a trick that I've been doing recently, is if you owe somebody a call back, but you don't want to talk to them, or you just like, I don't have time right now, I will call someone, let it ring twice, and then hang up. Do you know this move?
Okay.
So then so it looks like if they feel like you've returned the call, but you really didn't return the call.
Wow. Shady. What if they're always on their phone and they see it and they pick up right away?
That's why you only let it ring twice. Because you can't hang it up immediately because then they can see it pop up and go away. But if they're on their phone, let it ring twice, it makes them feel like, oh yeah, he tried to talk to me, but he didn't really want to talk to me.
I've long been there's a service you can call this number, type in the number of the person you need to leave a voicemail for, and then their phone doesn't ring. You get patched straight through to their voicemail.
Mm.
I use that.
Because like
sometimes
that.
I'm like, I need to talk to this person. I really don't want to talk to this actual person. I want to just leave them a voicemail so it looks like I tried to call and their phone never rang.
That's pretty brilliant. That's pretty brilliant. I think we just
and now
learned,
I've told people, so I can't
think we learned from each other that we don't really want to talk to anybody for some reason.
Ever.
But we talk
I
for
don't.
A living. It's weird. It's odd. It's an odd place to be. But you know what? Just text me. That's how we communicate
Shoot me
nowadays.
A text.
It's 2018. Thank you all for leaving voicemails, something that no one does anymore in the whole entire world except on this program. We appreciate it. You can call 985-80-JALEN to continue to leave us voicemails. I also want to thank you, Katie Nolan, for sitting in for Jalen today. We always love having you on the show. And we
always
look forward to having you
here.
Back more. Because the more jobs that Jalen gets, the more time we get with Katie Nolan.
I know. I'm kind of loving it.
Me too. We'll be back tomorrow. Why?
We're not done.
Literally not done, though, because we have a big announcement. Tomorrow, we are airing the live show from New York City, which Katie joined us for. That will air on television.
Can you just warn them I didn't shower?
Yep. Katie didn't shower.
Thank you.
And
I was busy and tired.
We will be releasing the 2 audio episodes from that show. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We want to thank everyone that came out. We want to thank the staff that flew out. We want to thank Katie Nolan. Look forward for those special episodes of Jalen and Jacoby coming tomorrow, Monday, over the weekend. I'm not sure. Whenever Reggie wants to put them out. Okay, now we're done.